calculated correctly this time. The president of American Atheists says,
"We may have fun and do a countdown."
Steve Coleman, Washington.
Another down week on Wall Street this week. Dow Industrials losing 126 points at 12,512. The NASDAQ down 24, closing at 2803. Jason Walker, IRN, USA Radio News.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Broadcasting live, it's America's longest-running national radio talk show on computers, Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. Look for Craig's weekly column in your favorite newspaper. This show is being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the Internet at ComputerAmerica.com. Keep it here for technology news, computer products, guest interviews, and your phone calls. You're listening to Computer America.
Today is Friday, May the 20th, 2011, and this is the Computer America Show, the longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. And I'm your host tonight, Kerry Holzman. Craig's got the night off, and joining me for both hours tonight, it was just on a couple weeks ago. I want to bring him back because it's just we didn't have enough time to talk about everything we needed to talk about. Please welcome back into the show the host of the Mike Tech Show, Mike Smith. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on tonight. I'm looking forward to it.
It's always a pleasure, and Mike's joining us via Skype tonight, so it should be sounding like he's in the same room with me. If you guys in the chat room hear an audio difference between Mike and myself, if one of us is louder than the other, please let us know, and I will make some adjustments here. It's hard to tell sometimes what I'm hearing versus what you guys might be hearing. So let us know, and we'd love to hear from you and have you participate in the show with any questions you might have about your computer or software or gadgets that you have that you're frustrated with or have a question about. The toll-free number is 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. That will get you on and get you through. And like I said, we'd love to hear from you tonight. Mike and myself are both experienced technicians with decades of experience each. So yep. I don't know if I can count that high if we add it up, but we certainly will do our best to help you. And, of course, the participants in the chat room are no slouches either. They can also help answer any questions you've got. Welcome to join us in our chat room. Go to ComputerAmerica.com, and on the left side of the page you'll see it says chat with us. And, Mike, you have another chat room and a Ustream channel going,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, the Ustream channel, which is Mike-Tech-Show-TV, and or you can go to miketechshow.com and click on the Ustream link on the right hand side. And actually, I have a link right on the main page if you go to miketechshow.com. And please join the Ustream where you get the behind the scenes audio, you know, a little bit of the no delay audio where you hear Carrie and I in between commercials, and you can hear the board operators, and it's a lot of fun. And you can actually see me. I have a camera on me, not that that's much to look at, where I'm just talking on a microphone. So, but we have a lot of fun, and there's another chat there, so I'm actually in both chats.
So Mike-Tech-Show.com?
MikeTechShow.com, that's the easiest way. Just go to the website.
Just go to MikeTechShow.com, and there'll be a link.
Yep, and click on the link.
Easy enough. And today is Friday. That means we've got our buddy list winner to announce later on in the show. That's our... everybody who subscribes to the show newsletter, which goes out on Mondays, is automatically entered every week into our contest where we're giving away a wireless keyboard brand new wireless keyboard. It's got a $60 value or $59.99 retail value to a Lucky Buddy List subscriber. If you're not on our Buddy List, get yourself signed up. It's the only place you'll find out who's scheduled to appear on the show for the week. The show notes will tell you who's been on the show in the past, but if you want to know upcoming guests, the only way you can get that is through the show newsletter. We don't sell, share, or trade your email address with anyone at any time for any reason. And it's just a matter of time before you win. We don't make you jump through hoops. You know, a lot of places, if you don't win the contest, you have to go back every week or every month or whatever it is. And speaking of month, we do a monthly contest as well, and you can get entered into that. Five great prizes from Logitech. We'll talk more about that later. Oh, and also,
I have a Logitech story from today. You know, the minute you talked about Logitech, and I don't use anything else, a client, you're going to love this. Mm-hmm. He needs, it's three monitors, really, a dual screen DVI. But today I finished the installation. He has on his wall to be able to do presentations to clients a huge 55-inch Samsung LCD TV on the wall, and I have an HDMI cable going from a second video card, so this is the third screen for his system.
Why HDMI? Wouldn't you just run a VGA out?
Nah, the HDMI, he gets the high resolution. It's gorgeous.
Wait a minute. You're saying that you can go a higher resolution of the computer screen with an HDMI cable than with the VGA out cable?
I think it looks better.
Hmm.
I just think it looks a little better than just going to straight VGA, though I had the option. And, you know, it's easier and cheaper to get a long HDMI cable.
Oh, sure.
25-foot HDMI cable was under $10.
It's also thinner, probably easier to run it.
Yep, it is. And the connection, it just makes it real easier. And here, but what was interesting, he needs to make presentations where at a table in front of that screen, you know, a few feet away. And this is about, 10 feet away from his desk. So he needs to lift up a wireless keyboard and mouse and bring that to the table so he can drag presentations over to the monitor. Mm-hmm. And I said, the choice between wireless or Bluetooth, I read a whole lot that if you want reliability and you're working within a distance of 15 feet, wireless is the way to go as opposed to Bluetooth.
Really?
It's more reliable. I was really surprised when I found that out. But here's what I did. I took the computer is at the far end of the credenza on the floor. Like maybe 10 feet. I took a 15-foot USB extension cable, ran it along the back of the credenza to bring it as close to the table with no one seeing it, and then put the little adapter for Logitech for the wireless for, you know, that little, the small USB.
Oh, yeah, that thing is tiny now, the little receiver.
It's so small. I plugged that into the extension cable, mounted it on the back of the credenza. It now basically extends his wireless an additional 15 feet.
Wow.
So now he moves that over. No one can see that because it's behind the credenza, mm-hmm. and it literally just brought the wireless closer to the TV. It was awesome. I tested it literally today. And it's working perfectly. And this is a financial advisor who's, you know, got lots of plans that, you know, he's putting in front for his clients, you know, the performance of the portfolios and all that information. And it just looks so good as he was bringing up info on it. And I mean, he was ready to do cartwheels. And when I have a client doing that and I set this all up, it was perfect. So, nice. Just a little tip for a way to kind of increase and kind of cheat your distance for the wireless. And let me tell you, the Logitech was just awesome. The combo keyboard mouse, fantastic. I wouldn't use anything else.
Yeah, so. I can't think of a bad product Logitech makes. Even over the years, I've usually had to get rid of Logitech mice, not because they're broken, but because the technology just sort of changes, you know. And it's like, well, now you've got a laser mouse, you know, or an LED mouse, and get rid of the roller wheels. Keep upgrading. But I have spent some money lately. I bought a PC, a PCI Express or PCI X1 slot. You know, the little tiny slot on the motherboard? It's a PCIe X1.
Yep.
I've never plugged a card into one of those in my life.
What card did you get?
I got an NEC-based chipset USB 3.0 add-on card with two USB 3.0 ports. And I got the Cavalry, I think I mentioned the Cavalry disk duplicator unit. It's a dual drive SATA dock to USB 3.
Okay, I didn't know it was to USB 3.
Yeah, it goes to USB 3, And then I bought a four-port. I've been having this weird problem. Sometimes when I plug a USB drive into my, on the front of my computer, I've got a card reader. It's wired into the USB header of the motherboard, and it's got a USB 2.0 port on it. And some devices it just doesn't recognize, and I've got another USB port that's built into the case that's also plugged in with motherboard header. And it's sometimes devices will recognize in one and not the other. There doesn't seem to be a rhyme or reason to it. Well, this little USB card that plugs into PCIe, it's only like 2 inches by 2 inches, really small card. It's got a little power adapter plug a SATA power connector onto it. So,
okay.
And then I bought a four-port USB 3.0 internal hub, which also has power to it, and it comes with a cable that you run basically inside of the computer, out through the back of the case, and plug it into the back of the USB 3.0 card.
Now, real quick, is that backward compatible to 2-in-1
yes.
USB?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And now I've got 5 ports on the front of my computer, and the bottom four are all USB 3. I only have one USB 3 device right now, but just for grins, I took 4 USB flash drives, plugged them all in simultaneously. Worked beautiful. There was no power issues. I have a Seagate 1 terabyte GoFlex drive, and it just seems like I'd have to unplug it and plug it back in a couple times before the computer would recognize it. And I even had the same problem with a full-size Seagate 1 terabyte drive that has power from the wall. And even then, it seemed like it would sometimes connect and disconnect. Now they connect every time perfectly. And
interesting. And they're not USB 3.0. They're 2.0, right?
Yeah, the only thing I've got USB 3.0 is the Cavalry dual drive dock. And what I did is I ran that cable to the back of the computer, and I've got the dock just to the right. That way it's permanently sort of hooked up to the computer, and they don't see the cables. And then the other port on the USB 3.0 is wired into the hub, so I have access to it on the front. So I'm ready for USB 3.0 now.
So can we extract that it's possible that you could have better USB 2.0 performance on a USB 3.0 port?
No, I think it's just because everything's powered now. The motherboard headers, you only have whatever power comes out of them. And so since these were plugged into the motherboard headers, if you're going to get a USB hub, get one that's powered, and you'll likely have less frustration with plugging separate USB devices in and wondering why sometimes your camera doesn't work or your GPS doesn't get recognized. That's why. Some of these USB devices need more power than others, and the motherboard only delivers so much. So by giving it power right from the power supply, it gives it as much power as it's going to need.
I've had no luck with hooking up a passport drive or a hard drive to a hub, even a powered hub.
Really?
I had a client where I was doing some backups, matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, and they had no ports free and only the hub. So I tried it, and the drive powered up, but when it went, when the backup program that night went to write to it, the drive just went, oops, that's it. And an error came up that, you know, your USB device is disconnected and could not handle whatever, some kind of bad
error.
Well,
those Western Digital passports, the very first one I ordered from Newegg, I thought it didn't work. I took the drive out. I had a permanent USB cable hanging off my computer, and I just plugged it in, and the drive was making a clicking sound. It's a bad drive.
Uh-oh.
They sent me another one. A week later, it arrived. I plugged it in, did the same exact thing. Then I took the cable that came with the drive, the USB cable, because I wanted to plug it into my laptop to see if it was my computer, and it worked fine. So then I took it with its cable, plugged it into my desktop, and it worked fine. So for some reason, the length of the cable, at least with the older Western Digital passports, has this potential issue. Hey, listen, that music means it's time for our first break, and we'd love to hear from you. We're going to talk more tech stories. It'll be a little bit of a Friday Night Geek Fest tonight. Share some problems Mike and I have faced over the last time we talked and how we resolved them, computer-related problems. 866-606-8255 if you want to join us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call
now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EB's Sunny Eye. I love my EB's Sunny Side Up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experienced eggs at their best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
It's 21 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to the Computer America Show as we broadcast live coast-to-coast on the business and the lifestyle talk radio networks. And joining me, Mike Smith, host of the Mike Tech Show, a free digital broadcast you can listen to at any time on your computer at miketechshow.com, which we will have a link to in our show notes after the show tonight. And, of course, you can see Mike live right now as he's feeding our radio feed through his Ustream channel. Just go to miketechshow.com if you want to check that out. And, of course, you can also join us in our chat room at computeramerica.com. Just talking a bit about my entering the USB 3.0 world. You know, I don't like to adopt this technology too early, so I wasn't recognizing USB 3.0 ports. But now I am. They're blue. they are backwards compatible. The USB card was, I think, $30. I think the hub was around $30. And the cavalry unit was $75. And then you know what I bought? And I've been wanting one of these a long time, and I just forgot I wanted it until I was watching a YouTube video and somebody had sort of a makeshift tech station. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember reading about that, Maximum PC Magazine. The website, highspeedpc.com, they offer a product called a tech station. Are you familiar with it?
No. What's a tech station?
A tech station is a way that you... The one I ordered is called a top deck tech station. You can Google that if you want. I believe the website is highspeedpc.com. And what it enables you to do, if you're somebody who works on motherboards that like I do or like Mike does, they sell this skeleton of a case. It's basically a two-level shelf that has rails underneath the second shelf to slide a hard drive into, so it's up and out of the way. It's got a place for your motherboard to sit, and it's got little rubber stand caps or standoffs so the motherboard can rest without grounding out on anything. And you can even plug cards into the motherboard, like video card, modem, network card, very easily. That it's got a little rail for the drive, for the cards to go on. Everything, the rail is nylon. It's got little nylon screws. And the motherboard even has, there's two little nylon posts that stick up so you can just put it through the hole in the motherboard, and the motherboard won't shift around. And then on the bottom shelf, you can put your power supply, your DVD drive, your floppy drive, and everything's open and accessible. So with the top shelf one has the motherboard on the top shelf, which makes the most sense to me because you can access changing out memory or doing whatever you need to do. It even comes with little tiny switches and, you know, speaker and lights you can plug into the header of the motherboard.
Is that is the top bar going across? Is that like plugs for power?
Or the top bar going
across. Just like a bar going across the top, and then it looks like there's something in the top.
That's,
maybe it's not. Maybe
that's
it's just
for the AGP cards to plug in. Like okay. So here's what happens. I typically take a motherboard out, put it on my workbench to work on it. But as soon as I plug a video card into it, the video card can't plug all the way in unless I put my hand under the motherboard, because the video card's got the metal tab on it needs to go about half an inch below the motherboard, which it does naturally in a case. But on a counter, it basically lifts the motherboard up on an angle, and the weight of the motherboard starts pushing it out, and then it'll happen where I'm working on it and it won't come on anymore, and it's because I've unknowingly pushed the video card out. It also scratches my countertop up with the bottom soldering points. You know, they're really sharp, and they'll scratch up the workbench. So this has a great working area. If you pull up highspeedpc.com, Mike, you'll see a picture
of
it.
I'm showing them.
And
it's
the one on the left. It's even got a little cooling fan. And so what you'll see across on the one on the left, that's the top shelf one, because you can see the motherboard's on the top shelf, right?
Yep.
And you see there's a white nylon rail that goes across the very top, and the cards rest on that, and you can screw the cards down with the little nylon screws if you want. There's even little nylon nuts that come with, if you want to sort of more permanently mount the motherboard on there, like as a permanent test station. But this allows me to, let's say I'm going to build a new system. I can take a motherboard. Here's what I did last night to use it. Brand new Foxconn motherboard, which, by the way, they had an explosion there in their factory. They make iPads and stuff for Apple, and a couple people were killed, and more than a dozen people were injured, and not sure how this is going to affect Apple products. But anyway, got this Foxconn motherboard. Put it on my tech station, put a power supply on the bottom shelf. Didn't put up anything else. I didn't need any hard drive, but there's a little rail, if you look on the picture, that hangs below the second shelf, and the hard drive just slides inside.
Okay, I see that.
And it's got a little, you can't see it, but it's got a little plastic stopper, so you can't push the hard drive all the way through to the other side.
Okay.
You know, it would hit the fan anyway, but it's got a little hard drive stopper. You have to build it yourself. It just comes like like you got it at IKEA, you know, it's this flat box. The guys at High Speed PC offer two different sizes of each of the tech stations. And I just got the regular size one, which, as far as I can tell, does main size boards and micro boards, full size boards, no problem. And if you want something custom, they even make you something custom. The board appears to be made out of some kind of resin. It's solid plastic, like all the way through the shelves are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I got my Foxconn board. I put the processor in it. Well, I put the Foxconn board on the top deck tech station, put the processor in it, put the processor fan on, put the memory in it, hooked the power supply up, hooked the power switch up to it, brought it into my office, because I was working on it in the kitchen, brought it into my office at that point, plugged it into power, plugged in a keyboard, plugged in the monitor, plugged in a USB flash drive with the latest BIOS, turned it on, it booted to the flash drive, I flashed to the latest BIOS, worked great, system powered on, saw all the memory, fans were all spinning, took it, and now I know I've got a working motherboard, mounted it into the customer's case, and done deal. I didn't have to worry about mounting it and then later trying to figure out why doesn't it work, you know, go through all that effort, take it back apart. So I've already used it once, and anytime I have to diagnose a system, it'll be great for taking the motherboard out, and instead of resting it on my workbench, which is, it's a pretty nice workbench, I don't want to scratch it up. This has the power supply right there, and I don't have like cables hanging out all over the place as I sort of jury-rig the whole.
That's a great idea.
And then the cables get caught up in the CPU fan, all kinds of, so this prevents all that. It's just a player. Anyway, here's the thing. At the top right of the website, there's a little link, and if you don't watch for it, you may not see it. It says Bargain Bin. You see it?
Let me take a look. Oh, I switched. Hold on.
So the top deck station, the standard top deck station, instead of the large one, the standard one, which is what I ordered, comes in a variety of colors. It's like white, blue, yellow, almost like M&M's. There's like a pinkish and a greenish. They run about $80 bucks a piece.
Yeah.
And I got the went to the at the website. There's a bargain bin. And they have what they called scratch and dent. And they have a top deck station that was at scratch and dent for, it was like $69. So, yeah, $69.99, standard size. So it's only a $10 savings, but, you know, I'll take it. It arrived in the mail. And I don't know what was scratched or dented about it. It looks perfect. I don't understand why, what was, you know... I guess if you hold one of the boards on an angle, it does kind of look like there's lines on it, but I can't really see it.
How was shipping charges?
The whole thing was $83 total. I think it was like $13 shipping, UPS.
Okay. Yep.
And set aside about 45 minutes to put it together. And it was one washer short on the parts. But the washer wasn't really needed. I could have gone to a parts hardware store if I really... Just a little tiny washer for one of the screws. That was the only thing that was missing, but it was like packaged like new, looks like new, works like new, and it was a fun little project to put together. Hey, we're going to take another break, and we'll come right back right after these messages. More Computer America right after this.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables, the anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
You hear a lot of talk about which car is best, which smartphone is best, which auto insurance company is best. You know the drill. But I wonder if I could talk with you for a minute about another kind of best, one very close to my heart, or should I say stomach? I'm talking about eggs. That's right, delicious farm-fresh eggs cooked up hot and flavorful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. To me, there's only one egg that truly is the best, the one that towers above all the others, Eggland's Best Eggs. What makes Eggland's Best the best? Well, first of all, there's the taste. I gotta say, no other egg tastes as fresh and delicious as Eggland's Best. I love mine over easy, but they're great any way you cook them. And then there's the nutrition. The fact is, compared to regular eggs, all-natural Eggland's Best gives you more of the superior nutrition your body needs. Things like 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D, plus 25% less saturated fat. Pretty exceptional, don't you think? So let the car companies and phone companies fight over who's best. When it comes to eggs, there's only one best. Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus 2 free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, "I love you." Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
It's 35 minutes after the hour. We continue on with the Computer America Show, and my guest for both hours tonight is Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show podcast. Mike's joining us through Skype. He's out there in Philadelphia. I'm here in Arizona, but it might sound like we're in the same room together. You know, this technology is great when it works, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So just before the break, talking about the Top Deck tech station that I purchased. And you know what was cool, Mike, is when it arrived, like I say, it was a flat box. You have to assemble it yourself, so the instructions were very, very good. Very
good,
clear.
I can't assemble very well.
I don't either, and there was something they said, you know, align this with their... The only complaint I had is there was a part in the instructions where it said align it where there are five pilot holes on the left, and I'm like, there's either seven pilot holes or three. There's not one with five. But I guess they refer to the main holes in the corners as they're not pilot holes. Those are different kinds of holes. That was the only confusing part of the directions, but otherwise they actually tell you what side to face the unit when you're putting this piece on, and very, very clear. And it was a fun little project. I enjoyed it. It's like Legos, you know. Get to put it together, because that was get the cord and the screwdriver out, which was the only tool I needed. Everything was, even though, like I said, it was scratch and dent, everything looked brand new. Everything was in its package exactly as I would expect it to be, as if it wasn't a scratch and dent. And here's the thing that surprised me. On the receipt, now bear in mind, I don't know these people. They don't know me, I'm guessing. I went on their website. I ordered from the bargain bin, put in my credit card information. A week later, UPS arrives. There it is with a receipt, with a handwritten on the receipt. It says, thank you, Carrie.
Wow.
That's nice. A little personal touch. So anyway, this could have some really great uses, like, I've been leaving tools now at my clients, the clients that I have retainers on. Sometimes I'll take a different car and I don't have my screwdriver with me because I don't think I'm going to need it. And then they go, oh, well, you're here. Could you look at this? And they go, oh, I wish I had my screwdriver. So I've been leaving screwdrivers and miscellaneous tools at my client's office in their server room. And it might be nice if I had a little bit more room, I could have one of these tech stations where I could actually do some work, and there could be other uses for it.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, when you told me that, and I Googled it in the last segment, brought it up. I thought of where I can put that in my office here and hook it up right to my KVM. So it would just, that whole stand would be like one PC that I can then just swap, you know, cards now and motherboards. And this is very interesting because, as Carrie knows, as we go back a while talking about, we approach consulting a little differently when it comes to workstations for our clients. I like a Dell HP desktop, nice support contract for all the workstations. The majority of my clients, 99% of my clients, have that type of workstation. So if it goes bad, I'm literally on the phone with Dell. Hey, come on out, and I supervise a repair on a desktop that was bought from a manufacturer, or I supplied it, where I purchased it from a Dell reseller. Well, I have an opportunity. I'm in the midst of finalizing a support contract for a new client, and when they gave me the tour, every single system was hand-built. Mm-hmm. Every one that I may be supporting is a custom-built system from their previous support guy.
Well, wait a minute. Even if they were Dells or HPs, they'd be out of warranty now anyway. Wouldn't you have to still support them in the same way regardless?
Yeah, so, you know what? Not really. You know, it's kind of interesting. You can still call support. You can even add them on to support. I have a lot of corporate clients that I will, you can actually get 5-year support. And I keep my clients on a 5-year life cycle for their systems. And now I inherit clients, obviously, that have some older workstations. And you're right. Like, I have a not-for-profit client that I'm in part swap mode, you know, for the Dells are so old. But I don't have that type of workstation. But what scared me was inheriting a new office that's got new systems that I have no idea what parts are inside there. You know, I'm hoping they did a good job. The systems are all under 6 months old, and hopefully they're all the same parts. They're all the same. Now, when I get the contract, the first thing I'm going to do is go in and get a really solid inventory. I have the technician's version of SIW. I'll go in, I'll get a good report of, you know, nice HTML report on every single workstation, come back, take a look at that, and see what I'm dealing with from a parts standpoint. And I know they didn't buy any kind of a support contract, so I would definitely be on the hook for any kind of a hardware repair or any kind of a hardware problem that might come up. And I will definitely need a workbench that's flexible, that I feel comfortable with, that, you know, I can drop boards in. And, you know, one of the things I don't have is room. And that kind of dedicates an area where I'll always have room to put a motherboard or, you know, or try a card out or put a power supply. I have a question. Does it come with a power supply, or you got to supply that?
It's just like buying a case.
Okay, right, okay.
Well, yep. A nice case. Nice cases don't come with power supplies.
Yep.
No, it's just like the stand itself. You know, it's everything you need to do the work.
Open case.
Yeah, it's so open. It's open on all four sides, so everything's so accessible, which makes it easy to prep a new motherboard for installation. It makes it easy to diagnose an existing board that you're having a problem with. And, you know, I thought in theory this would be a great tool, and I've already used it once, and I'm absolutely in love with it. And I can just go stick it in a corner when I don't need it. It's not that big. And then just pull it out when I do need it. And like I said, if you wanted, I have computers built in cases. I have two of them, Test Bench 1 and Test Bench 2. And if I ever have to take a hard drive out of a customer's system to pull a virus or malware off, I use those systems. But in theory, you know, I don't need a whole computer case and everything. All I need is the motherboard, the hard drive, the optical drive, and the power supply. That's all I need. And so I could just leave it permanently on the tech station and just pull the motherboard off anytime I need to diagnose a customer's motherboard if I wanted to do that.
Yeah, I'm getting more and more involved. You'd be proud of me. I'm becoming a much better workstation technician than I ever was, because I'm a server guy. My background, as anybody who knows or listens to me, although I love workstations and work with them, my experience has always been enterprise networking, servers. And what's happened now that I'm consulting full time, I've been thrust knee deep into the workstation world. Okay, there's servers here, but the real support, it's more workstations than the servers. Because once I get the servers under control and they're configured, they're kind of easy to maintain and watch. It's the workstations that everybody's pounding at and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and hardware breaking, and just the things that some things you just can't prevent. And I have to be able to respond, and I've become much, much better at diagnosing, repairing, and
Necessity's the mother of invention for that. So, but you know, I was reading a post in one of the computer business groups over Yahoo's got a great computer business group, and a couple of weeks ago, somebody had posted, "What are you guys doing now that Windows 7 is so much better at preventing malware?" It's like, nobody gets malware anymore. So what are you doing to make money? And I'm like, what? What world do you live in? I had a customer call me on Monday, and they said, I was clicking to watch a video, and I got infected. And I'm like, oh, geez. All right. And then she says, well, I didn't see Panda installed, so I went ahead and put AVG on. I'm like, please do not install any software on your computers without consulting with me first. You already have Microsoft Security Essentials. Now I've got to remove AVG, and then there were remnants of Panda that was a real, real pain to get rid of. Do registrating and take over permissions just to get Panda out. That was worse than getting the infection out. And while I was doing that, the owner of the company, who was at home, called me and said, and with no idea this is going on, I got an alert about having a virus on my system. It wants to install an antivirus program. What do I do? And I was like, oh, you guys are killing me today. This is all self-inflicted. It's like buying a gun and shooting yourself with it by mistake, yep. You know. I said, you guys are doing this to yourself. You need to understand that. And I'll clean it up, but I just want to educate you along the way so that you don't have this inconvenience, because this was entirely avoidable. And by the way, I'm on the other line with your employee who's also called me with the same. And here's the thing. The other owner of the company called me a couple weeks ago. He got infected. One of the main people that worked there got infected. Nobody's been infected twice. So it's like, should I put a paid version of Malwarebytes or Super Anti-Spyware on these computers?
I was thinking about that too.
Or, yep. But you know, the thing about Super Anti-Spyware, you could pick it up. I've heard people can pick it up for like $7 and for $8 a copy as a reseller.
Is it really going to stop them when they press OK and agree to all these things?
That's a definite maybe, Mike, because there are cases where it will say this. And once it comes up and alerts them, they probably won't say OK. I mean, that will sort of override it. And, well, listen, that music, we're getting ready to take another break here. We'll talk some more about the state of malware, and it's now going after Macs. Maybe it really is going to be the end of the world. Mac malware, it's there, it's out there. Find out what you think about it when we come back. Stay with us.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation, but you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette Convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eglin's Best. In the world of eggs, Eglin's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eglin's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eglin's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eglin's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eglin's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too, so why settle for any old egg when you can experience the best? Eglin's Best. Eglin's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child. and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Fifty-one minutes after the hour, as we continue on live with the Computer America Show and my guest and co-host for tonight, Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show podcast, and a little bit of tech talk. I stumbled into a utility for flashing or updating light on DVD read-writer drive, optical drives.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people ignore this, but if you update your optical drive, it makes it more compatible with other brands of media. And Lighton has this tool. It used to be before you'd have to find out what make and model of drive you had. You'd have to bring up a tool like Nero and get that detail from another program. Well, now Lighton makes a downloadable tool that will automatically scan for its own drives and then look for updates automatically and then apply those updates automatically. And I discovered that when you install the tool, you can actually just copy the executable, the files out of the program directory, and it's portable. You don't actually have to install this tool. And I've run it on about a dozen systems. I've been so addicted to this. And it says, oh, you've got this model of Lighton drive, and it has this firmware version, and this is a version 8 versions newer. Do you want to install it? Yes, I do. And then it does it, and I reboot the computer, and I don't know what difference it makes, but it makes me feel better to know that I've got the latest firmware, and it was free, and it was easy. And then there's this utility I've been playing with called Supercache, and Supercache 4 for desktops. The website is superspeed.com, and they make server solutions, and the one I've been playing with is for desktop systems called Supercache. And the big bottleneck for me, and I keep complaining about it, is my hard drive. And initially I got a solid-state drive, but it's 120 gigs, and the more I think about it, the more I don't want to keep putting stuff on different drive letters. I just want a big C drive, right? So I ended up putting 3 1-terabyte drives into a RAID 5 array, so that way I don't have to worry about backing up. I got a lot of the YouTube videos and stuff that take up a lot of space, but they're already backed up on YouTube, so I don't necessarily have to worry about doing a backup that often. If one of my drives fails, I can replace it.
I disagree. I don't. RAID 5 is not a substitute for backup. It's
tolerance. I didn't say I didn't backup. I said I don't have to do it as
good.
I feel like I don't have to do it as often. I'll do like a hard drive image without all the video files on the hard drive.
Good, because it doesn't replace a backup.
No. And what it does is it gives me the speed of striping 3 drives with a bit of parity overhead. It's still not quite as fast as the solid state drive. I ended up putting the solid state drive in my test bench system, and that little Windows XP bar, the little blue bar that moves across the screen when the system's loading, moves across 1.5 times and the desktop's up. Of course, the desktop then loads the antivirus and stuff, but still, I mean, that's fast. So I decided that's the use I'm going to put put it in the test bench system and use it there. I got the 3 1-terabyte drives and a RAID 5. Only thing that bothers me about it is twice I've had to reset the system, and when I did it, it wanted to verify the RAID array, which takes about 2.5 hours. But you could still use the computer. Right. It happens in the background. It's just really annoying because it never did that when I had it in a RAID 0, because that's what I was running, was 2 750s in a RAID 0, so it looked like one single drive at 1.5 terabytes. Now I've got 3 1-terabyte drives that look like 1.8 terabytes, and at least if one of the drives fails, I can pop it in and I can keep going. None of the files are that critical. I have a network-attached storage drive with 8 terabytes, which is in RAID 5, which gives me 5-point-something terabytes, and all the important files I need anyway are on the NAS. And the only convenience I have is to not have to rebuild my operating system, and I must have like 70 applications installed. And one of them is called Supercache, from a program, from a website called superspeed.com. And let me just read what it tells you about it. It says, Supercache breaks the disk I/O bottleneck by using the computer's RAM to hold or contain the most frequently used disk data. This container is referred to as a cache. And with Supercache, as a program sends and receives disk data, the most frequently used data is read from and written to RAM, not the hard drive, thus accelerating the program's performance. Supercache implements our patented block-level cache technology to increase performance above that of the operating system's file-level cache. Supercache is an excellent choice for these scenarios. 1. The data files are larger than available physical memory. 2. The data files are located on a disk partition or disk volume that is too large to fit into available physical memory and cannot be moved to one where they will fit. For example, Dragon, naturally speaking, version 7.3, cannot be configured to place its data on a different drive. And 3, there's minimum risk of lost data. They have 2 other products called RAM Disk and Super Volume, and those products, not all the data will be available in RAM at all the time, and some will come from the hard drive. Nonetheless, depending on the size of the cache and the nature of the disk I/O demands, performance accelerations can be significant and often dramatic. And I can witness that. I can say yes, that it has been. And they're a Microsoft Gold Certified partner, so we're not talking about some little company, you know, out of China or whatever with some little weird utility that snake oil.
Yeah, caching utilities make. Yeah, I hear the word. I hear that, and it makes me nervous. You know.
Yeah, well, you've got to try it. It's an expensive product. You're looking at about $130 for the 32-bit version, $150 for the 64-bit version. But it works in Windows 7, Vista, and XP. But when you see how much faster it makes your computer go, and you think about how much you spent for memory, you know, for RAM to accomplish the same task.
Well, RAM's cheap now, and we have a lot of it. And I remember the old days. This is, you know, like the old school RAM disk where you would buy, you know, that 384K card, and it came with software where you created a virtual disk in RAM that you would then copy the old program to and execute it off that would speed up performance. So this is what it's really doing, right? Or just taking the common used files and moving it to that virtual RAM disk, right?
Well, I mean, you don't go to my computer and see a RAM disk. And it's
right.
And when you go to, basically, when you go to, you right-click on your C drive, you go to Properties, and you have a new tab there that says Performance, and you can adjust how much memory you want to use and how big of chunks you want the cache file to go in. So you've got, it's a very professional utility, and hence, I guess that explains the price. It is expensive, but maybe we'll bring them on the show. Maybe they can offer us a deal to our listeners or something.
I assume it supports 64-bit operating systems because we can.
There is a 64-bit edition for $149.95 versus the 32-bit version, which is $129.95.
Because that makes sense. If like now today, that might give you a reason where you know you were thinking, well, I only really need 8 gigs of memory for a system. You might pop for the 16 gig with RAM being so cheap, and.
Well, that's the thing. You really, on Windows, on a 32-bit machine, you really want to have that maximum 4 gigs of RAM because about 50% of that will be available for the cache. So if you only have 2 gigs of RAM, you really won't have anything for the cache. Hey, we got to take our top of the hour break. We're going to continue on with Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show after your local and national news. We'd love to hear from you if you have a comment, a question, a suggestion. 866-606-8255. Another hour of Computer America will come back after these messages.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. French banking official accused of assaulting a maid in a New York hotel will have to live in a secured apartment in the Big Apple until he stands trial. Former International Monetary Fund Chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn will be held under house arrest. Mississippi River looks more like a stormy ocean in parts of Louisiana. White caps are commonplace. And in Baton Rouge, three grain barges have gone under. That has forced the Coast Guard now to close a 5-mile section of the river. Food and Drug Administration warning parents and health care providers to stop using the Simply Thick additive in the breast milk and formula of premature babies. Two infants have died. In the meantime, the FDA says it's investigating another 15 cases. IRN USA Radio News.
Ooh, nice shot.
Yeah, I'm feeling good today.
I can tell. What's up?
Oh, my back feels better than it has in a long time.
New masseuse?
Nope, it's Spine Doc.
Oh, a chiropractor.
No, it's this great product that relieves back pain and tension.
How does it work?
Oh, you just lay on it for about 5 to 10 minutes a day, and it stretches and relaxes your entire back.
Huh. Does it hurt?
No, it's very comfortable with good support, and the stretch, it's nice and easy. Even Nancy uses it.
Oh, if she likes it. It must be good.
And when it's done for my neck and shoulders, pure magic.
Yeah, I'll say.
If long hours hunched over the computer, sports, or life in general has left your back or neck in pain, order Spine Doc and get relief. Just call 800-351-2575. The first 100 orders will get a free upgrade to our deluxe system and free shipping. That's a savings of over 25%. Visit painfree2011.com now to learn more or call 800-351-2575. That's 800-351-2575. Spine Doc. A better back for life.
Documents recovered from Osama bin Laden's hideout showing he was considering an attack that would have sent oil prices soaring. Officials say bin Laden wanted to hijack oil tankers and blow them up at sea last summer. More bloodshed Friday in Syria, where thousands have taken to the streets. They're protesting against the regime of President Bashar Assad. Security forces opened fire, killing at least 27 people. President Obama says they're the kind of differences that happen, quote, between friends. But officials say those